is it?
You're needed on set.
Yeah. A little bit of an issue back here. I tell them that I'm not coming.
You have to come at Zelda Week.
Don't you think I know it's Zelda Week? I mean, it's May. Zelda's launching in May. I even asked you to go to the store and get me a Zelda costume, which is the situation we're in.
I did get you a Zelda costume.
Oh, a Zelda costume. Like Link. Everybody knows when you say Zelda, you mean Link, not Zelda. I look like an idiot.
Well, there's no time now.
You're right.
First one to make a joke. Fired. The latest chapter in the epic saga that is The Legend of Zelda launches this week, and with nearly 140 million copies sold worldwide, hype for Tears of the Kingdom is at an all-time high. But is it attainable? I mean, following the flubbed launches of Redfall, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Pokemon Violet, and Pokemon Scarlet, when it comes to Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, should gamers temper their expectations? Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Are you listening?
Welcome back, my friends. It is officially Zelda Week, which means it's time to talk about Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom all week long. That's right. For those of you that might be here for the first time, I don't typically dress like an elf. Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom launches this Friday, and the hype around this game is at absurd levels, and rightfully so. Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is the first new Zelda game in 6 years. And Tears of the Kingdom will be a direct sequel to the last game, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And Breath of the Wild was stupid successful. In fact, I had to write down these accolades because it's just absurd. A 10 out of 10 from Destructoid, a 40 out of 40 from Famitsu, a 10 out of 10 from Game Informer, a 10 out of 10 from GameSpot, a 5-star review from Giant Bomb, a 10 out of 10 from IGN, and a 10 out of 10 from Polygon. I mean, that is nuts. For that many gaming journalists to agree on one thing rarely happens. Usually, Kotaku has to do something stupid and then everybody else is like, did you see what the idiots at Kotaku did? But the accolades don't stop there because Breath of the Wild has sold over 30 million copies since launch and has received over 40 nominations during the award seasons and won 9 Game of the Year awards at the year's largest shows. I mean, typically, we say that that game set a high bar, but in the case of Breath of the Wild, Nintendo built a rocket, took it to space, went outside of our solar system, and just planted the bar there and said, good luck, Sony. So, when a game like that gets a sequel, obviously, it's gonna be a big deal. And with Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, players will once again be reunited with Link as he fights back against the malevolent forces that threaten the land of Hyrule. And while its predecessor Breath of the Wild made massive steps forward, including its huge open world, Tears of the Kingdom will make another step forward for the franchise by opening gamers up towards the sky, where players will be able to explore mysterious floating islands in the sky above, nearly doubling the size of playable area. And look, I am very hyped for this game. In fact, I have very little doubt in my mind that Nintendo has another instant classic on their hands. But you'll note that I said very little doubt, because the way the video game industry has been going, yeah, I've got my suspicions. And look, it's nothing against Nintendo, but I feel like we just get the same story over and over and over again. Games get announced, anticipation builds, the game then gets delayed, anticipation continues, the game gets teased, anticipation continues to build, the game gets delayed, but anticipation continues to build, and then the game launches, and it's a bug-ridden mess that is more frustrating than fun to play. And I brought receipts. I mean, let's go down the list here. Fallout 76, Cyberpunk, WWE 2K20, Battlefield 2042. Ooh, Last of Us Part 1 on PC. Remember that one? That one felt like months ago. Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, Madden 23, Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Call of Duty Warzone, and of course, Redfall. I mean, it has become common for games to launch in such poor states where the player base now becomes quality assurance. Now, in Nintendo's defense here, I personally would like to believe that Nintendo has a better understanding of what Zelda means to gamers. But I also said that same thing about Pokemon, and look where we are. I mean, next to Zelda, Pokemon is one of the major tentpole properties for Nintendo. However, the latest game, Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet, released with a ton of ambition. However, it also released with a ton of bugs. Most notably, a bug that erases all your save files, including all of your shinies. And look, I mainly say this from a place of concern because I don't think that the internet gaming community could handle a rough launch for Tears of the Kingdom. Like, I can't even begin to express the level of hype surrounding this game. It's at absurd levels. I mean, the game's not even out yet, and it's already on people's Game of the Year list. The expectations for this game are so high, to the point that if Tears of the Kingdom launches broken, my God. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your dog, hide your cat, hide everybody because they're snatching everyone up. Now, doom and gloom aside, there is some hope here, as Nintendo did proactively delay Tears of the Kingdom back in 2022 to, quote, polish and ensure the best game possible at launch. So that does give me a fair share of optimism here. But I also firmly believe that the games today are becoming so massive in size that it's nearly impossible to catch everything. I mean, even at the launch of Breath of the Wild, if Nintendo did a perfect job, there are still going to be some bugs that slip through, which I'm interested in hearing your feedback on. Like, when a game launches today, do you expect it to be impeccable? There's zero issues? Or are you kind of okay with one or two bugs at launch? Like, is that just the new norm? But bugs aside, that's not my only concern when it comes to Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, because hype levels also lead to unrealistic expectations. Like, remember, Breath of the Wild launched back in 2017 alongside the Nintendo Switch. Yet, here we are, 6 years later with the same hardware. And I hate to use the word limited, but Tears of the Kingdom will be limited in scale and potential by the fact that it's running on a console that is using 6-year-old hardware, with expectations for this game being at an all-time high, and gamers expecting groundbreaking, earth-shattering moments. Will we get them? Or will we just get more of what we got with the game that released 6 years ago? And before we piss off the internet gaming community and get a bunch of nasty tweets from Twitter users with anime pictures as their profile pics, I want to be clear. Breath of the Wild, fantastic game. But it's also a 6-year-old game. And similar to Kingdom Hearts, I mean, that game was awesome when I was a kid. I genuinely loved playing it on the PlayStation 2. But when Kingdom Hearts 3 actually launched and they didn't update the controls or modernize the gameplay, the game felt dated. I genuinely felt like I was playing a PlayStation 2 game on my PlayStation 4. Now, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom does launch on May 12th exclusively for the Nintendo Switch for $69.99 US dollars. And as we mentioned in the intro of this video, we will be talking about Zelda all week long. So if you enjoyed this video and you want more content just like it, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and we will, of course, see you in the next video. Chances are, I won't be wearing this ridiculous outfit again.